this.
Madam Chair, if I'm
Mr. Dent.
They have really tried to personalize this, and this is not, it's not about Mr. Webb. It is not about personalizing against any one individual. It's about this governing body setting a set of rules that if you want to speak to us, let it be germane to the agenda, or at least something we have control under, so we can get to the business of the people. This is not about any single individual. And I just wanted you guys to thank you, Madam Chair.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
I'm gonna sign up for public comments on the 9th as Jermaine Hutchison.
Jermaine Hutchison.
And they're going to say, well, that's not your real name. So I identify as Jermaine.
My pronoun is Jermaine.
Yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Liberty Report. Mm-hmm. And we got Mr. Matt Hutchison back. Mm-hmm. And a new baby.
New baby. New Hutchison out there to raise.
Yeah, new Hutchison out there, an anarchist. Hutchison.
Allegedly.
Well, welcome back, Matt. Good to see you, man.
Thank you, man.
I didn't go to the Tuesday night meeting. Josephine was a little under the weather and all, and I figured I'd watch it from YouTube. Yeah. And the solar farms we already knew was a done deal.
Yeah, that's decided a year ago. Probably.
Yeah, at least months ago.
At least, yeah.
These feelots and all, we never ever get any kind of prior notice to what's going on.
I don't know. I don't think they've ever said no to anybody. Not that I know of.
Well, we don't know because...
It's top secret.
Yeah, it's top secret. We only know that there's something going on when they put it at first reading.
Right.
Under some code name that like code the CIA name. Does.
And then it's in name only, so there's no information given out. It's just, we're working on a undisclosed project that has a secret name. And then they go to executive session. Or they vote on it, and they'll vote yes, because they all know what it is. And so what the hell's the damn point of that?
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's just a way for them to circumvent the rules of the... proceedings there.
It's kind of like the Scout Motors deal. The Scout Motors deal, they did all this negotiation in secret. Mm. And then 2 weeks prior to passing is when the public got a hold of it and was able to start digging in and see what kind of incentives. And
it's already over by then.
Yeah, and it's over by then.
And these people are supposed to represent us. You know, they like to call themselves leaders. And there's a lot of other people out there that look to these politicians to be their leaders, but that's not the way a republic works. We have a representative form of government.
We're supposed to be transparent, right?
Well, yeah. Apparently, they don't understand the meaning of that word. They said transparent a whole bunch last night while they were still using the code. You know, in the third reading, there's no point in using the code words anymore, the code names, because it's right there. But, you know, when I got my agenda packet, I didn't get the verbiage for the phyllo agreement.
I noticed that. We don't get the printout for.
I guess we have to file a FOIA for it, or go ask Danny Templer.
Well, you can go to the agenda packet online.
Is it on there?
And you can read the feedlot agreement.
Yeah. So what's the point? Still, I think they just have this sense of self-importance where they can use these code words. It makes them feel like they're cool and.
In my research, I found that it comes out of the state house, that what they can and can't do. And it's like Jimmy Jones says, it's the procedures. This is the best we've got, mm-hmm. and this is the system that we have. Yeah. And so all these are made legal by the legislature at the state house, and says that we can keep this secret right up until the county case, the third reading, and then in the state house, in the case of when the thing just pops up in the house and says,
it's very obvious that the politics in this state are driven by lawyers and litigators, and I don't know how many lawyers are in the state house. You know, Ben Cunnell's one of them. We got Derek Shoemake on ours, and we had a lobbyist in Brant Tomlinson. But if you look at the state level and how these meetings the rulings are made for these meetings, and it's all legalese, and it's all lawyer talk, and it's all using that Black's law.
Yeah.
And they use these words, and it's all meant to be to exclude us peons and be for them.
To create a hierarchy.
Yes. Yeah.
And as they are elected and become honorable, then they're allowed to see more of the sausage being made.
Yeah, and they love it because they stay there forever. So back to the feedlot deal. Before the public hearing, when Katie Gwynn said, you know, there's nobody signed up to speak. So she said, if anybody in the crowd, if you want to speak, just come on up. And Sammy Tucker looks over at me like, hey, you going to say anything? And I said, what's the point?
That's right.
What's the point? I'm not here for that anyway. There was one reason why I was there. And what's the point? It's done. You're all going to vote yes. It's done.
Yeah, and it's already third reading.
Even though there was objections, they were debating still, and they changed some things. They changed a couple of things, like from 2,800 to 3,000, 23,000,
yeah,
whatever.
Per megawatt of the fee that they're going to charge.
It's done deal. You're not going to... It does not matter what we say.
That's the point. Matters. We have no real transparency. Mm-hmm. My way of thinking is, as a compromise to all this, the secret should be out at first reading.
Yeah, and they say
should have the whole agreement down at first reading.
This is what we're negotiating.
Yeah, and there should be a period of time, maybe two meetings. In other words, bring it forward in the first meeting for first reading in full, then skip a meeting and then second reading on that one.
Maybe.
Or something like that.
Their argument is that the competition would be able to swoop in and undercut them.
That's always the excuse.
How much competition is there? It's Duke Energy is going to be buying the power for this. So it's probably a shell company spinoff from Duke that's building these solar farms. They're going to sell the power to Duke, and then they're going to sell it to their customers.
Yeah.
It's not going to be... This is not going to lower anybody's utility bills.
The people in Camden don't get any relief.
People in Camden are screwed, and they did it to themselves by not paying attention to what their politicians were doing.
Yeah,
the bureaucrats. They're done. That's over.
Yeah, that was a dirty deal to get a middleman in there, and they can just about set the price to whatever they want.
That company's, the only other city that did that, Mr. Couch is from there.
Oh.
Yeah, so nothing... Nothing suspicious.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you agree or not on solar farms or whatever, my way of thinking is that the property owner ought to be able to do what he wants on that property. And if the solar company wants to put it on there and he's got the right to, and they do a deal, mm-hmm. then go ahead. What I don't like is the government there to give permission slips,
right,
and there to rule and regulate it to or subsidize it, because we know the federal government's giving all kinds of subsidies to this. And then that your local government sticks a gun to them and takes the money from them and puts it into general fund,
right,
and then waste it on whatever. Yeah. Or spending on whatever when they could give us tax relief.
Right. So there was millions of dollars unspent from the budget. Millions. $3.5 million,
I think it was. $3.5 million.
So if you divide that up by, 67,000 people here in Kershaw County, that'd be a hell of a tax rebate.
Well, one mill is somewhere around $250,000. And the 3,000 per megawatt that they're talking about, the fee for the solar thing, and they're doing 80 megawatts, then that would be $240,000, mm-hmm, which would be one mill. So they could lower the tax rate across the board, one mill.
Right.
But they're not going to do that.
It's going up. I promise you that. I promise you that.
Now, I will give Russell Brazel some points last night of bringing up that we had the $3.5 million, mm-hmm, and we've got $19 million of bond debt and all.
You're right.
That if we take that in 2 or 3 years, we could have that paid off.
Right.
That was a great point.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to have this government should not run a debt.
No.
Not much of a debt, if
and
any.
You shouldn't have any debt on your books if you're at the revenue that's coming. You have the revenue to pay it.
Yeah.
You have the revenue to fund all these projects. But
most governments like to obligate themselves for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah. And, our federal government works that way. That's why China owns half the United States.
Because they buy
all the bonds. And, you and I know that it's just a bullshit shell game. And it's not real anyway. None of that is real. This fiat currency, the digits on a computer, it's real because we say it's real.
Yeah.
But as soon as somebody maybe goes from using the dollar to buy their oil and they start using won or yen, we're screwed. It's over.
Yeah.
The game is over.
So, we've been warning for a while. I know I've been warning for years that they need to get their house in order, mm-hmm, because the tsunami is coming, and it looks like it's going to be this coming year.
We're standing in the shadow of it right now.
Yeah,
it's big. It's coming.
But most of them just want to keep their blinders on. Our local council wants to keep their blinders on and focus right here.
Baseball fields
baseball fields and solar farms, right, apparently.
And it's what, you know, I talked about it on my podcast. I've said it for years. It's this denialism, this where psychologically people just cannot handle the fact that the truth is hovering over their head, but they just, it's not there. The boogeyman's not there. It's not there. There's no boogeyman. I'm just going to focus on, you know, I need to get a new car this year, or we're going to get a boat, or we're going to get a new house, or upgrade this or that. And they just want to deny it, and they will keep denying it right up until the very end.
Yeah.
That's why I said there was no point in speaking out against the Filos. I mean, even if they didn't, if they voted no, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Build solar farms, don't build them. I don't give a shit.
It doesn't affect me, whatever. I look at this as another one of those climate change things that are being pushed on us through the incentive package, de-incentive packages, mm-hmm, tax deals, and all this kind of stuff, to where they're going to have solar farms all over the place, and you know they don't last but about 20 years. And then they have to either replace the panels, and where do those go? And, you know, straight it just in gets into this crazy thing. And then, you know, I'm not sure how many solar panels you're going to have to do away with the nuclear power plant down there and, you know, the coal plant up here and all that.
No, it won't happen.
How many subdivisions are you going to build around that? You know, there was a little talk, Jimmy Jones brought up moratorium.
Right.
The moratorium thing. And then Derek Shoemake was talking about something he's got coming down more the pipe.
It's more government control is what he wants.
Well, yeah. And see,
these people built the houses, and the county had very little say in what. Good. You should have no say in what somebody builds on their own property.
Yeah.
Do you care, man?
They're going to make a minor subdivision to anything.
Two houses?
Yeah, anything over two houses or something, so they can regulate it more. Oh, but family plots. Family plots.
We're not gonna,
okay. It's the tiptoe. And Derek means well. Don't get me wrong. He thinks that the levers of government are there to enable.
Right.
Humanity to rise.
So here, before our show, I was, about a subject we're going to talk later, anarchism. I was reading some Thomas Paine, because I was thinking in my head, I was like, you know what? If any of the founding fathers could be considered an anarchist, it'd probably be Thomas Paine. But then I started reading a lot of his stuff. I was like, no, he didn't get it. He knew tyranny. He knew it, because he lived it. And, you know, he talked about government being a necessary evil.
Mm-hmm.
And the only function of government is for security. And anything beyond that is kind of like, we got to deal with it because what's the alternative, you know?
Yep.
Is no government. So great. If you have no government, then people are probably going to, eventually they're going to look to make a civil, you know, a society.
They're going to form some kind of society, whether it be voluntary or coercive.
Right. And so I think that Thomas Paine had some great ideas and some great thoughts, and I think if he was alive today, he would 100% be an anarchist, or at the very least, you know, a libertarian.
Yeah.
And okay, so
limited government.
I'm a minarchist. I think a little bit is cool, just as long as we have ultimate control over our government and how far they can step. But through the generations here in America, we've let them, like you said, that tiptoe to tyranny. They've been tiptoeing since George Washington stepped into the presidency, right?
Yeah.
And it's been that long. And
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I'm for the smallest government that you can possibly get.
Sure.
You know, as small as we can.
Yeah.
That's why I go in and I always confront that, because the smaller the government, the freer you are.
Yeah. So I'm at a point now where I am nowhere near what Derek Shoemake, he means well within the system. He thinks the system is working. We need to use the tools within the system to do good things for the people. And he's a do-gooder, like we said. But ultimately, these do-gooders are extremely dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. They're more dangerous than the evil.
They turn into fascists and Nazis. That's exactly, and you know, that those terms get thrown around a lot today. Oh, Trump's a Nazi. You're a Nazi because you believe this and that. If you really boil it down, like communists and Nazis are kissing cousins. They're two-headed snake.
It's the blending of corporate and public.
Yes.
Public-private partnerships. And these feelots.
Yeah.
How do you get back to limited government is that you have to do away with public-private partnership.
Jeff, you and I both know the only way we're going to get back to a limited government is when we have zero government and then we start from scratch. And I think that's coming.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped doing my podcast. I got off Facebook. I stopped going to meetings because I believe we're at a point of no return. We're not going to fix what we have now. We're not going to fix it. It's going to collapse. It's going to be horrific. and then hopefully some of us can rise from the ashes and start over again.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you. What I see myself doing is bringing forward the ideas of liberty and what it takes to be liberty-minded, freedom-minded, what it means, what liberty means, what freedom means, yeah. The responsibility that comes with it, what you, the moral standard that you have to be self-ruling.
Yeah.
Means basically don't hurt anybody and don't steal anybody's shit.
Right, and you need to be willing to accept the consequences of your decisions.
Yeah, the personal responsibility part,
that's
we don't have now.
No, everything is covered in Nerf, and it's safe. Everything's safe. You have, you know, a fire department's going to come save you, or the police department's going to protect and you, or
vote every four years, and
yep.
And right the government will handle everything.
Every one of the presidential candidates is promising that they're the savior. They're the ones that are going to fix everything, and they're all full of shit, and they're all lying. All of them, every single one of them, doesn't matter. There's no point in voting at all because it's all rigged anyway.
Yeah. It's kind of it's a clown show. And then they wheel you down to where, and how many times do you hear people say, I'm voting for the lesser of two evils?
That was another thing Thomas Paine brought up.
Yeah.
You know, lesser of two evils. He was like, well, it's either
Twiddle-dee or twiddle-dum.
Right.
Red or blue.
Which one could I be most successful living under the rule of?
Yeah.
You know, where I think I'm at a point now where, like, fuck that. I'm going to live my life and do what I want to do, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The president, the senators, the governor have zero effect on my life. So I'm positioning myself where they have zero effect on my life.
As much as you can.
As much as I possibly can.
You can't get away from them.
You cannot. Ted Kaczynski did.
For a little while.
But then you become a target, right? You get labeled a dangerous anarchist or a people like, you know, you're an anarchist who's anti-American, anti-government. Then they start saying you're a far-right extremist, mm-hmm. or they say, mm-hmm. you know, which
and then they might use the big T word.
There you go.
You know, one of them tourists.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they're after.
Tourists. Yeah. Right. You know.
But when these people are exposed and all, and when you speak truth to power and all, they become intimidated.
It's very scary.
And then they start lashing out at you because you're speaking truth to power,
mm-hmm.
and they can't stand it. And
so they change their rules.
They start changing
the rules of their game. They say, okay, they're winning the games. I need to change the rules. So they can't win the game anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so that's.
Do you have a motion to make?
Yes, I do. Okay. What I'd like to do is go ahead and make a motion to alter and amend the public comment guidelines to establish the public comment guidelines as set forth in the public guidelines that's within your agenda packet.
Okay. Motion to make the following changes to the public comment guidelines. Appendix 3, it's in your agenda packet. Is there a second? All right, I'll second. And into discussion, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What I've got, and you have it in your Appendix 3, I put a copy in your agenda packet. What it does, it basically states in here that anybody who gets up and speaks within the public comment section, you see where it's outlined in your on your page, that the business at hand, that it needs to be kept germane to the county council meeting and something that's under our authority. So that's basically what we're changed here, just to make sure that when someone speaks to us, that it's germane to our council agenda and it is also under our authority, something we have control of, which is the entire budget, which is quite a bit of stuff. So that would be my
they can't comments win the game anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what Jimmy tried to do. The word germane kept getting thrown out there. What's germane? What's not germane? Who gets to decide? That was the best part of it. When Brant Thomason asked, who decides what's germane or not? And Katie said, I do. Yeah. I'm the one who decides. Yeah. And then they were like, whoa.
Let's say, I know this is kind of getting ahead of ourselves here, Matthew.
Yeah, okay.
Because we, let's set the context a little bit.
All right.
Tell them what Jimmy Jones brought to council.
So his proposal was to change and amend the rules of public comments. And the line that he added was that whoever's up there speaking, whatever you're speaking about, needs to be germane to the business being conducted that night or within the power of that body.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're up there, Tom Webb was a name that was mentioned by one of the councilmen, like, you know, are you going to kick Tom Webb out of here? Because he'll come up and speak but about things that don't have to do with what we're working on. But the thing that they don't understand is that they don't understand it. They Tom Webb's speaking up over their heads. You know, like, you do the same thing when you speak that they don't comprehend what we're saying. They don't see the connection to what they're doing and to what you're saying they're doing. They just cannot see it. So then they'll say, well, that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about here tonight.
Yeah, Madam Chair, under these new rules, if Mr. Webb gets up here and talks about what he does every single time, would you call it not germane? Or would you allow him to talk during his 5 minutes? And me supporting this or not will be upon your answer.
So I can't say a blanket answer on that. It really depends.
His normal comment talking about storing grain and going forward.
So he usually has a date reference and a historical reference for the date that we sit up here. So I would say that would be germane.
So his normal talk.
Government affairs, anything policy related, anything funded related. Yes, I would say that was germane, but it depends. His comments are not always the same.
But his general comments, would you allow him to speak for his 5 minutes? Because if not, I cannot support this. But if what his talk right now you feel in your head, in your body, your heart, because when
some
we
of
all
his comments
ran,
have been germane, some of them have not. So
you would kick him out from not speaking his 5 minutes.
Oh, I wouldn't kick him out.
I mean, but you would not allow him to continue.
If it was not germane, him or any other citizen in this county. If these were our public comment guidelines, and someone got up and spoke about something not germane to something in our purview of county council or government at the county level or local level, yes, I would be consistent with whatever public comment guidelines are.
But it's based upon your opinion.
Yes.
Right.
So, it always has
and
been.
I was just asking from
points of order on
previous,
members
from
for not
previous
being germane.
Comments to Mr. Webb, because it's a variation of the same majority of the comments, and he never takes up his 5 minutes. I'd be happy to take the 5 minutes to 3 minutes, in my opinion. But if Mr. Webb's comments, I mean, just about every time I can kind of picture his comments briefly, if you would say that wouldn't be germane, I can't support this. But if you would allow him to talk on basically his comments, I mean, I'd be all happy for this. And that was just the general question. I'm not putting you on the spot, but I'm saying if it's up to you to determine, and Mr. Webb, who spends a lot of time and does provide a lot of knowledge, if we were to not give him the time of day to talk because it's not something that you feel is germane, I don't know that I could support this.
Yeah, it's subjective.
Right, and they'll say, you know, well, Jeff's up here talking about the Constitution and liberty. We're just talking about building baseball parks.
Yeah.
You know, they don't see the connection between they fail. So what they'll do is they change the rules. And now they'll say, well, you can't talk about that because that's not some of the business being discussed. Tonight.
Yeah. Because of what I said when I was reading the email that I had sent to
That's
all
offensive.
Of them.
Offensive.
No, yeah, that I, as soon as I said, Madam Chair has violated the Constitution, as soon as I said violated, point of order went up all over the place. And it was Jimmy Jones and Russell Brazel both that wanted to squash that.
Right.
Because it was the truth, that Katie Gwynn had right. blocked me on social media on her account.
Right. And so his point was they want to change the rules so that they can have more authority to shut people down. The reason this came up is because the sheriff told them, your rules are too ambiguous. We don't know when to enforce your rules. Which that is so far from what the sheriff's department is for, it's laughable.
So I appreciate what you're trying to do, Mr. Jones. I will support you in this amendment. And I do think that we need to have some tighter restrictions on our public guidelines portion of our meeting. I do not think this is censorship. I do not see this as a free speech issue. I see this as a efficiency policy on how we're gonna run business in this room. The feedback from the sheriff's office was that our rules are loosely followed and don't have strict guidelines. So that would clear this up for them when we need to remove someone or we have a problem with someone. I like the addition of number two, comments not in compliance with these rules will not be tolerated. That's just point blank. If you don't follow these rules, then you don't get to speak at public comments. I think that's appropriate for what has happened after the past year. There's at least four people up here who have, their families have been attacked. And I argue that that's offensive and not appropriate as the chair sitting up here. So thank you. That's about all I have to say. This is not a free speech issue for me. This is a business meeting, and I think every member sitting up here should be able to conduct business in a peaceful environment.
And so who encouraged Lee to do that? Did Craig Johnson, Craig Hudson,
say, Jimmy Jones?
That's what I would suspect. Yeah.
So you probably got with them and said, how come you don't take these people out of here sooner?
If you listen to this, you can hear many of them bring up, this is about one person.
Well, yeah, they would say, this is not we're not singling anybody out here. Even though they singled out Tom Webb, we're not singling anybody out. But then Russell says, asked the lawyer, well, what about recording? What about when somebody's up here speaking and they're recording themselves speaking?
Been kind of quiet. Councilman Jones, thank you for your hard work on this. I think what you're trying to do is trying to create a healthier environment. That I don't have any issue with whatsoever. Obviously, there's a lot of debate between all of us. I'd like to ask Mr. DeBose a question. Do any of these changes affect someone's ability to video themselves at the podium or put on a production in this room? Does it address that at all?
These public comment guidelines do not address people videoing, but videoing in public spaces has generally been held to be allowed. If someone sets something up in front of y'all, in your face, it might be disruptive of your meeting, but yes, people are allowed to tape public meetings.
Okay, good. At the end of the day, I think there's some guidelines in place that we have to be willing to enforce. I think there's some that are already in place that at times have been enforced and at times have not been enforced. I think I'm leaning a little bit towards Mr. Cato's reasoning that I would like to review it just a little bit further. I'm not against it, but I'd like to table it and come back to it if that's possible.
Can we? Is there anything we can do? And then do a production. Can we stop that? And Ken DuBose rightly said it's pretty much settled and agreed upon widely that recording in a public space is protected free speech. Like, we're not touching that.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like right here, they say, Jimmy says, Mr. DeBose, is there a precedent for this?
Right.
And DeBose found a cat, Beaufort County or Beaufort town or something down in the Low Country that was enacted something similar. Mm-hmm. If that, actually, it is the exact wording they're yes. robbing, copying and pasting.
Yes.
And they sent it to the Attorney General, Alan Wilson, and mm-hmm. Alan Wilson said, well, I think it's constitutional, and right. supposedly they've got a couple of cases somewhere.
Yeah, they had some cases across the country, a couple, and they said, well, since the Attorney General says it's okay, then it's okay.
It's okay.
But the people don't realize.
We investigated ourselves.
Yeah, the Attorney General is not the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
He does not have the say in
and
what
the Supreme Court's not it.
No, no.
The people are it.
We are born. We're born with our rights. The government doesn't give us any rights.
Right.
The government can only take rights away or limit our rights. You are born and given these rights by God. We have a birthright of liberty in this country, and that right there goes so far over so many people's heads. They've completely lost touch of our roots and where we come from.
Yeah. Free speech. They don't know what free speech is anymore.
No.
And just like county council here, how many times over the years have I challenged them to do a question and answer once a month where they are subjected to questioning and having to answer?
Right.
To give the people the voice to understand and all.
Yeah.
And then they started those little town halls. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Show and song and dance. And we went to the one in Bethune.
Yeah, I got shouted down.
Yeah.
when I tried to ask a question.
Now, don't get me wrong. Those little things are nice and they're cute. And yeah, they have some sort of value, but it is in no way challenging.
It's a propaganda party.
Yeah.
All they're doing is going to spread their propaganda and you know, like I said, throw crumbs to the people. This whole meeting, I was laughing because they're either fighting each other or they're arguing with each other over this and that. And then when Katie said that she has the authority, then Derek said, I don't know if I like one person having that type of power and authority, you know, and it should be multiple people. He's like, I don't even know about it. Like, you could tell Derek as a lawyer was like, oh, we're touching the third rail here. We're getting close to really screwing up and we need to be careful. And that's when they were arguing back and forth about Jimmy's thing, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody said, well, let's just table it. Let's table it to the next meeting.
Yeah, Russell said, let's table it.
And then Jimmy asked DuBose, what are the rules about tabling? What would that do? He said, well, you would table it, and if nobody brings it back up, it dies. He said, what you could do is defer.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, I started smiling. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, let's defer.
Mm-hmm.
Because deferring it puts it on the agenda.
Yeah.
So now it's on the agenda for January 9th. And it has to come up again.
Yeah.
They have to talk about it. So this gives us time to get our ducks in a row, to get our words in order of what we want to say to them this one last time, before the rules change.
You mean if it's germane?
If it's germane.
If we stay germane.
Yeah, you need to be germane.
You know. So on Saturday, before the Lights of Lugoff parade, you know, where Jimmy Jones goes through
the
every year.
Traffic jam.
Yeah, the big traffic jam and all. Jimmy Jones goes on Facebook, and he posts this right here. What is anarchy? Anarchy, derived from a Greek word meaning having no ruler, is a belief system that rejects governmental authority in favor of self-governing or community consensus that has become a synonym for chaos and breakdown of civil order.
I would think that's an antonym. That's the antithesis of what anarchism is. Chaos and the breakdown of civil order. It doesn't have anything to do with self-governing. Right?
But it has become a synonym for chaos, because when you
by the say propagandists.
That's right. And the provocateurs that I don't own a black ski mask. Mm. I don't own a black ski mask with a big A with the thing through it, right?
Yeah,
I never have torched a car.
No.
I had one catch on fire one time when the wiring harness that was built in Mexico.
I put a bunch of car fires out.
Yeah. But those are provocateurs.
Yeah.
And then just like conspiracy theorists.
Right.
Or white supremacist, yeah. Or transphobia, or whatever word yeah. they pick, it's been weaponized.
Absolutely.
And so here Jimmy Jones is trying to say that since whoever it was, let's read the rest, for 17 years on county council, I have battled politicians and bureaucrats, and now I'm having to fight self-proclaimed anarchists. Now, who is he talking about right there? Well, there's only there's only one that's ever come into county council on multiple occasions and told him, I'm an anarchist. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I've talked to him a lot, and this is what I've told Jimmy Jones, is that isn't it amazing that here I am an anarchist and I'm trying to get people involved in government. I'm trying to get more people involved in government.
Yeah.
And then I always tell, like, the people that are libertarian, minarchists, and like the John Birchers and all that, I tell them, look, I'm right there with you. I'm slashing and fighting and trying to get down to the littlest government that you want.
Right.
And then we'll part ways.
Yes, right.
But until then, I'm with you, dog. I want the smallest government I can possibly get to.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah. And anarchists, true anarchists, are peaceful.
Peaceful.
That, it goes back to the rule. Right. Don't hurt anybody and don't steal anybody's shit.
The golden rule. Do unto others.
Yeah. So here is Jimmy Jones, the man of the people, cutting me down for wanting the minimum government and peaceful society.
How dare you, Jeff?
Yeah. How dare you?
So, we got so the what best. Else does he say?
He says, I work for none of these organizations. I work for you, the people of our county. I have done more to fight for freedom of speech, transparency, low taxes, no fees, and public service than any other person in this county. Our governmental system may not be perfect, but it's the best thing we've got going. If you don't like it, go to another country. I will not be intimidated.
Four exclamation points. So... he's making a boogeyman there. He's trying to turn you into the boogeyman against poor little Jimmy Jones.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and Jimmy have civil conversations.
We do, too.
Civil conversation. I don't know how he is getting that he's being attacked by you or me or, you know, Mr. Webb or...
Yeah,
I don't understand it, except that he needs to create an enemy so he could be the hero that defeats the enemy.
That is probably what it is, and because he doesn't do his homework on what anarchy really means. Right. And if you want to be a little bit more specific, I would claim to be an anarcho-capitalist.
Yes.
Under the Austrian economic model. And there's so much writing about this philosophy. And when you come to the conclusion that we know damn well, is he satisfied with this government? Apparently he is.
I guess so.
The government's $35 trillion. Yeah. It's overburdened. Look at the taxes everywhere. Blah, blah, blah. What has he done to cut taxes? What has he done to cut anything?
He votes every year to increase the sheriff's budget. He votes every year to spend more money.
His pet projects, yeah. But the projects that...
I mean, he'll vote
and no. There are. We agreed that we shouldn't have built the tomb on the hill, that spec building.
Yeah, yeah.
We agree we didn't want to build, buy Veterans Park and go into that bamboozle. Mm-hmm. We agree on, you know what his famous saying is, you know, we agree on 85% of the things. You know
that's
what
bullshit
I mean?
Too.
Oh, well, yeah, that's bullshit. He tells everybody that.
Yeah, he does.
Sure.
We agree more than we disagree.
Yeah,
heard that too.
Yeah, But look, yeah, I see no shrinkage, no getting out of the way, no no new ideas of how to get more freedom and liberty, no pushback on state mandates like the comprehensive plan.
Right.
What the hell? How about up yours, Mr. State House? We're going to plan this. We're going to plan to be free.
Yeah, laissez-faire.
Yeah. Who said that? Oh, great.
So let me tell you about my experience this past week when I was on vacation. We drove from here to Nashville, right? Tennessee is a bootlicking state more than I've ever seen. There's cops everywhere, just like South Carolina. You can't go 2 miles without seeing a cop in South Carolina, right? Tennessee's the same way. Cross over to Illinois. Illinois is a failed state. Cairo, Illinois is one of the, it looked like a third world country driving through there.
Not as bad as Gaza, but.
It's right there. It's getting there. All they need is somebody willing to drop bombs. We're going into Missouri. We saw the whole week I was there. I was there for 10 days, 7 days straight. I saw maybe 4 police officers. You have marijuana dispensaries. You'll have 3 or 4 per town there, per town. You can go to the grocery store, get you a dozen eggs, a bottle of whiskey, 12-pack of beer, get some lottery tickets and cigarettes, and, in the grocery store, gas stations sell liquor. Right there, you get your gas, you can go get your liquor and go have a good time. We went to Anheuser-Busch Brewery, did a tour. They give you a beer to drink. It just feels more like, man, I don't have to worry, but feel like I'm breaking a rule by having fun.
Yeah.
Which it feels like here in South Carolina. Like if you're doing something that's fun, you feel like, oh man, am I breaking a rule here? Am I allowed to do this?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do that? Let me Google the statutes and make sure I'm allowed to carry my gun while I'm doing X, Y, Z. Right. Yeah. Missouri is, if you're a law-abiding citizen over the age of 18, you can carry a gun however you want.
Yeah.
Whatever. Gun, pistol, whatever.
Yeah.
Concealed, unconcealed. Don't be an asshole. That's really all it is. Don't hurt anybody.
But that's the thing. If the closer we can get to just those two rules, the freer we're going to be.
Yeah.
Right now, the state legislature and a bunch of attorneys up there created the liquor liability law that now if somebody comes in your restaurant in the morning and gets a mimosa, that if he gets drunk later on at another bar, all the bars that he went to are liable.
Straight up fascism.
Yeah.
State is fascist.
And so, here's a herd of do-gooders mixed with some evil people.
It's control, man. They want to
come in there and do that. And that's what you got at county council. That's what you got at state level and all that. And even out there in Missouri and all, you can bet that there's a pile of evil people up in there, too, getting their little thing. Just might not be as big and
they're losing. They're losing the battle. Missouri has turned the tide, and they're doing right thing, making common sense decisions.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to. Thomas Paine's famous writing, Common Sense by Thomas Paine. It's just common sense, man. You mind your business, I'll mind mine. I'm not going to hurt you or your property. You don't hurt mine. If you come and hurt me or my property, then there's consequences to that action. That's it. There's no, these HOAs and shit. And that's basically what it feels like living here is this one big HOA.
I refer to it as the plantation.
Yeah.
That plantation over there might have more free range, and this is less free range,
right.
And California is way less free range.
Yeah.
New York is, the prison.
Yeah.
Well, they made a movie about that, didn't they? New York, the prison
escape
camp
from or New something. York?
Yeah, Escape from New York.
They had Escape from L.A., too.
Yeah,
Kurt Russell
didn't
was in both of them.
Yeah, that,
man, prophecies. It's almost like they show you what they're going to do before they do.
Yeah. But I think overall, county council is afraid of being called out.
Yeah.
And it's not about persons per se.
No. And, Jeff, you and I, we disagreed about the thing, the Katie Gwynn thing about her personal life, and you know, but I could see your point in that the decisions that you make in your personal life, the decisions that you made, do show your character of who you are today.
Yeah.
Right? They can. I would say they can. Or you can learn from them and make some good changes in your life, right? Yeah. So for me, I was already stepping back from all this and doing my thing up in Cassett, and not, I was like, whatever, man. I don't, they could argue, whatever. Do whatever. I don't give a shit. Yeah. I'm going to do my thing. And I only went to the council meeting this time because of Jimmy's planned rule changes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see. And yeah. I thought it was hilarious that they were fighting back and forth with each other. And Sammy texted me. He said, you started all of this. And I said, you know, if y'all are fighting against each other, you can't mess with us. Which is the whole reason I started doing all this shit.
Well, Jimmy did this as trying to build a wall to keep me from bringing the fact that Katie and Jimmy have broken the Constitution, the free speech, yeah, by blocking me on their official social media.
That is, it's been ruled unconstitutional in Texas, in North Carolina, in Georgia, and other places where publicly elected officials have done that, and they've lost their lawsuits. They were sued and lost.
Yeah. And you know, not that I want to sue them or anything like that. All this justice system and tort and all that we have to go through and all, just be transparent. Just go ahead and open up, and if you get called out for something that you're doing wrong, correct it.
Fix it. That's
correct it.
Yeah.
You know, I wish that all of them realized that the system that we have now is so screwed up, so legal eased and all, and the hoops that you got to jump through, and the begging that you got to do it everywhere, like that boat ramp. They got to beg over here and beg over there and all this kind of horse shit, when really the power comes from the individual. And then me and you, and then me and you and Bob, and me and you and Josephine, and then it goes to the county, and then it goes to the state.
Yeah.
So the county can nullify anything that's coming from the state. And if you ain't got the balls to get rid of all this manna that's coming from heaven, that's borrowing us into a debt that we cannot return, you got to cut off the spigots and go back to living not beyond your means.
Right.
And not with those strings attached.
Right. Because in the Bible, what does it say about lenders and debtors?
Yeah, a debtor is a slave.
You're a slave to the lender. So if you borrow money from the federal government, or they give you a little pittance,
or if they give you a grant.
They give you a grant. There's strings attached to everything.
And then you look at what they do with the Council of Governments and all, and the way that they do, because of the way the federal government does it, and industrial parks. They do these little industrial parks and all, and they make these little deals. The government should not be in the business of making deals.
But Kershaw County's open for business, though.
Yeah, we're open for business.
That's what I'd love to say. We're open for business.
Yeah, we're going to
put a moratorium on building anything, but we're open for business.
Yeah, yeah.
No, and
Derek said something about these little starter homes is what he called them.
Yeah, we don't want to be a community of starter
homes. The starter homes don't pay the taxes.
Right.
Well, if you feedlot over here the business, then they don't pay the taxes neither.
Right. It's true.
So
what there is they have no fucking idea what they're talking about. They're just using big words, and it's all control. What it is we don't want to lose control of this. So let's be careful about what we do, because we might lose control of this. And that's what it is. They just want to
control. It doesn't matter how many experts you get together and everything. You cannot plan human action.
Right.
You can't plan for the different thing, all the millions of different things that are going on, and say we're going to make this deal over here, and it's going to bring this and that. You have no idea what's going on. That's why the free market is the only way. The free market will operate on its own.
It'll be self-correcting.
Yeah.
But it's the control thing, though. Self-correcting free markets are scary, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because it's too much. It's risky. So we have to mitigate our risk and leverage our debt.
I love the old saying, "Freedom's dangerous. Get used to it."
Yeah. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah. Matthew. Man, I appreciate it.
I'll see y'all in six months.
Last night and all, you know. You can get a sticky nose in whenever you want to. It's a shit show.
It is.
And you know, it's not gonna end when we all crawl in a hole. It's gonna end when we all say no. And that time's coming.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when, but I can see it on the horizon.
More and more random people are having conversations with me about what's going to happen if this happens. What's going to happen? What would the military do if there was a civil war breakout? What side would they be on? That conversation is out there, man. Yeah. And it's on people's minds, and it's scary.
Yeah, the presidential election and all, and the shit show that all that's going to cause.
Wait till Trump gets nominated for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
You're going to see some shit hit the fan.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a fun. I'm a casual observer of the clown show.
Yeah.
But in the end, when the shit hits the fan, the ideas of liberty are going to have a time to shine, and we just need the people to understand what that is and what it means. And these turncoats that claim that they want freedom and liberty, that are actually redcoats.
Absolutely.
They're British.
Especially here in South Carolina.
Yeah, they're loyalists to the system, and we are the rebels.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which side are you going to be on?
Yeah, which side are you going to be on? Boys and girls, that's it for the Liberty Report. I hope you enjoyed it. Tune in next time. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?